It's 68 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting another sunny day with highs in the low to mid 90s again. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee is going to get $750 million from Facebook and Instagram's parent company, Meta. That's because of a legal settlement. Tennessee is among the states that sued the company, arguing Instagram was knowingly damaging kids' mental health and misleading the public about how safe the platform is. The company agreed yesterday to pay out billions to states and to introduce several new safety features for young users. This includes limiting use at 2 hours, blocking access between midnight and 6 a.m., and disabling push notifications during school hours. Tennessee's attorney general says the money is going into a new state account called the Children's Digital Protection Fund, but there's not yet much detail on plans of how to use it. The leaders of Nashville's International Airport are looking to buy $8 million worth of land. That's in anticipation of approval to move forward with an extended runway that would open Nashville to more international destinations. The Tennessean reports the airport has been acquiring land progressively over the last decade. The new land deals come as airport CEO Doug Krulin says he expects the Federal Aviation Administration to give the airport the go-ahead to conduct an environmental assessment. That decision is expected on September 1st. The process is expected to take 2 years, and actual construction of the extended runway would take an additional 6 years. At the end of that process, BNA would have a runway long enough for airlines to offer nonstop flights to countries in Asia. That's a key goal for state and local leaders who've courted continued investment from Japanese and South Korean companies. Well, since Dolly Parton's death, personal stories of life-changing moments have poured in from across the globe. Artists across multiple generations have shared pictures and stories that show her collaborative spirit and generosity. Country artists like Ashley Monroe and bluegrass artist Dale Ann Bradley were taken seriously early on by Dolly and received her support. Nashville Public Radio senior music writer Julie Height believes that Parton's legacy is like a prism that can be viewed and appreciated from many sides, revealing different qualities. And because she contained these multitudes, her impact cannot be limited to one type of artist.
You can look at who has that Appalachian lilt and that vocal control, that form of vocal expression in the Dolly lineage. And then you think about the world that she built in her songwriting style, fashion. She contains such multitudes, you know, it cannot be contained in just one person, but we can find bits of it in many.
The Grand Ole Opry will honor the life and legacy of Dolly Parton with a tribute show this Saturday. You'll find more news anytime, including more Dolly remembrances at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.